Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Muck and Fun Day. It's the 21st day of August already, my God. 2017, it's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029, and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 if you want to come up on the air, and to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 73 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 88 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and a really nice day for an eclipse. Clear skies, and we got a good view of it, and that's what we'll talk about coming in as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Well, unless you've been living under a rock, you surely know about the great eclipse for the United States. My goodness. Wow. It's been, especially here in Oregon, Madras, Oregon, over in, would be southwestern, I mean, northwestern Oregon. It was one of the first places where it was going to be a total eclipse. And man, the people, we were forced to make two trips to Klamath on Saturday. We weren't going to go anywhere, but we had to help a friend out. And a friend in need is a friend indeed, and so we did. And out on 97, we're out in the mountains here. There's flashing signs on the side of the road. You can't pull over and park. And you're looking at just as far as you can see, a line of traffic out in front of you, a line of traffic behind you, and people trying to frickin' pass. I mean, this is a dangerous road in the best of conditions. And people, I mean, these goddamn maniacs, these fools, these psychos. I mean. Honestly, you would have to pass 20 cars to gain not even an eighth a mile. But these son of a bitches were out there doing it. It was insane, and the whole goddamn thing's been insane. The town has just been, I mean, I'm sure the merchants loved it, but I didn't. I mean, just a zillion people moving through, and now they all got to move back. So it's going to be the same for a day or two here. But the eclipse itself was pretty cool. Laura and I went out in the yard and set up little chairs, and I have my welding helmet, and I have another mask for looking at watching somebody weld. You just hold up to your face, and it worked good. I mean, we watched the sun disappear as the moon covered it, and the temperature dropped about, 10, 12 degrees, and it got cool outside all of a sudden. And it's just now warmed back up to, a decent, I think it was about 70 when I was down there before I came up. But I mean, you talk about, an anticlimax. Remember when you were young, when birthdays mattered, and the day after your birthday, that after birthday blues, the anticlimax. And you talk about a whole lot to do about very little. I mean, that's, the whole thing lasted, an hour if you watched it from the beginning to the end. And I mean, it was, like I said, it was cool enough seeing it get, down to early morning light and it cooling off and then warm back up. It was all right just to go out in your yard and do it. But I can't imagine driving 1,000 miles and spending $1,000 for that little bit of time, entertainment. I guess everybody got a peek of it. I even seen old Trump and his old lady and young Baron, the Prince Baron, up on, in the White House there with their little glasses on taking a look at it. So anyway, we survived it. All the predictions of doom and gloom, I guess, haven't come true. Unless maybe they aren't reporting on it because we're not done with the eclipse yet. That being said, let's jump into something real. Jefferson Memorial Exhibit Update will acknowledge slavery record. And I mean, this it's just a continual push, just like the gun control. This is all we want until we get it, and then we want more. In the end, we want it all. And this is from Washington Examiner. It was sent in by David Rock for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. An exhibit alongside the nation's chief memorial to Thomas Jefferson will receive an update that reflects the complexity of his status as a founder of the United States and a slaveholder. I mean, we know what they're really losing in all of this shit. As you know, that slavery was international during these times. I mean, it was around the world. There wasn't no bastion of freedom where there were no slaves. Everybody, I mean, then not to mention that there were white slaves, brown slaves, green slaves, purple slaves. And to pretend like the United States was just something that went rogue there for a while and we were evil people that kept slaves. And well, it was evil. Slavery is evil. And there were slaves kept of all colors. There were black people who held white slaves. You might not believe it, but there were, yeah.
And also, the slavery only works in southern climate, so it's not like the North wouldn't have done it. It's just not, you can't winter slaves, it's too expensive.
Well, I don't know about that. Out right here where I live, I know the Indians held slaves here. I mean, you got to look at it from every aspect. Every tribe of Indians held slaves. They even held them way after the Civil War, way after the Emancipation Proclamation. The Indians were holding slaves. Everybody, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. You know, the same, like the ones that were there, I think they were going to take down, it was Teddy Roosevelt. They were in the museum last week, going to take down some statue of him or something in there. And they had the Native American drums going, man, nobody held slaves like the Native Americans did. I mean, the white right here where I live, man, one of their incomes, I mean, you go back and look at their history. One of their incomes was they go to the rogue and they go out and Utah and they capture Utes and they take all these slaves that they captured and they go over to the rich tribes on the coast and they would sell them to them. And they kept their own slaves here, man. I mean, all of these groups that are coming out with that holier than thou thing, and especially with the so-called Native Americans joining with them, you held slaves longer than anybody else did on this continent. So it's all horseshit. It all is a communist agenda to remove our history. You remove the, let me see what we got going here. Okay. The lawyer's just updating me on something. Website's down. They're putting in more RAM. It's been going down, down, down. So we have paid $20 more a month to get more RAM. The site's, I mean, it's just that big and things just gets better. That being said, back to the slavery issue. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, they want to diss on us and diss on America. We were such shit dog sons of bitches, you know. But you know what? This is the culture that finally developed to the point that, well, we removed it all, didn't we? Of our own accord. And you can say that Civil War forced people to do it, but it wasn't. I mean, when the Emancipation Proclamation was given at Gettysburg, the Gettysburg Address, you got to know that When he freed the slaves, he was only freeing the slaves of his enemies. The slaves in the North, well, they were still slaves. Don't you think that's a little ironic? And more people were held captive as slaves under the red, white, and blue, the stars and stripes, than were ever held slaves under the stars and bars. So it's all, you know, nobody's really looking at the history for what it is. And this, none of this shit is real. This is all paid for by Soros and company, the people who want to disrupt, and they finally want to tear our nation down. They've done a pretty good job so far, but now people are starting to realize that, you know, when it comes to the end, it has to get absurd. It has to get more and more absurd. It's just like, you know, if you were talking something like, you know, the white supremacist thing, you know, if people went for that, you know, at a point they start getting the litmus paper out, and man, you ain't as white as that other guy. And that guy, ooh, man, you got a little darkness in you there. So, you know, as you're coming up and you're culling, the people of color, you finally reach a point to where, you know, bright white is compared to pale white. It's just, it's always extremism leads to extreme, bullshit. The exhibit, yes, go ahead.
I just started, first time I watched that America with a K, you have it on your website down there, it's like 13 parts, but anyway, if you replace Russia with Israel,
yeah,
it's exactly what's going on.
Oh, absolutely, and when you got to remember that when Russia was doing what it was doing it under the direction, and right now, I mean, they can pretend what they want, Putin's this grand master leader kind of guy bullshit. Behind the scenes, at the top, he is controlled, just like the rest of them. Or, you know what? He would be dead. They would take his ass out. They took John F. Kennedy out. I mean, you think they wouldn't kill Putin? You think they couldn't kill Putin? Think again. The decision reflects an acute awareness of the the goofiness currently surrounding Confederate statues across the country. A nonprofit group that provides critical support for the National Mall is bracing for similar protest against the Washington Monument and the Jefferson Memorial. Although, see, that's what I'm saying, people. You know, it's always just a little bit more. What they want to do is, you know, for them to go to tear this nation down and to bring it under communism, we can't have any past. Our past has to begin with the takeover of the communists, and everything after that is communism. You can't have nothing to look back on to compare it to, because it is a shit system. It is oppressive. I mean, we've seen in the 20th century, I mean, about, 250 million people slaughtered under the guise of this wonderful communism. Not to mention the neo-nationalism. I mean, it's just as goddamn bad. I mean, that's what really burns me, is people that come up to try to defend the neo-Nazis as an alternative to the communists. You can't read the rest. I mean, what we got here with our Bill of Rights and our common law, man, how could you understand that and say, well, I think I want to be a communist, or I think I want to be a neo-Nazi, I guess, if you had the idea of white supremacy, or man, I don't know what the hell you'd sell communism with. Or who you'd sell it to. Just people who flat-ass don't understand it. It's like the people who, you know, they're in Atlanta, Georgia, who were out there going to tear down the peace monument. Because, well, you just go and you tear stuff down. That's what you tear the history down. And, I mean, this is how far-flung and how just stupid these people are. Across the country, statutes, a nonprofit group that provides critical support for the National Mall is bracing for similar protests against the Washington Monument and the Jefferson Memorial. Although there has been much broader support for maintaining them, as one official put it, but the trust for the National Mall, which depends on private donors to fulfill its mission, is getting out in front of the uproar. In the coming weeks and months, the physical symbols of America's history and democracy, right there. You wonder what wrong with this goddamn country, right there. This is not, you listen every day, you'll see your President Trump come up and call this a goddamn democracy. Is this a democracy, people? Go read your founding documents. This is not a goddamn democracy. Democracy is progressivism, is communism. It is manipulation of the mob, and pretty soon, next thing you know, you got a tyrannical totalitarian dictatorship. And history and democracy. I mean, I want to take these people and I want to just bash their fucking skulls, and I kid you not. It is a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. Democracy is collectivism. It is not collectivism. will be scrutinized and challenged. Catherine Townsend, president of the Trust for the National Mall, wrote in a letter to supporters, "When that happens, we will work with our partners to ensure the National Mall continues to be a vibrant and relevant place where Americans can learn about our history and imagine our future together. In practice, that means that visitors to America's front yard," I like that, no, the Citadel, you mean the military facility, that 10-mile square that was supposed to just be out of our lives, "we'll see the Founding Fathers honored, but there will be a new emphasis on the personal records on slave owners. You go back far enough in history, and every people on slaves, and I, even like I'm saying, you know, at the time of the colonies, who didn't have slaves, people? The people in Europe that actually came here were under a slave system, under the English, English church, I can't think what the hell they call it. But at any rate, I mean, that's why they came here, to escape that. And how did they get here, the first ones that came? They were indentured to a corporation, a company. And that's how most of the first Americans got here, or were the first, not, I can't say first Americans because they weren't. I mean, the first wave of invasion, the first time the country was taken. But that's how they got here. They came indentured. They were the poorest people. Who else could you put on a place like this in a wilderness that would, you know, that had some kind of incentive to go forward? It was the dredges of society. I mean, it wasn't, not that they were dredges as people, but I mean, the ones that were beneath the royalty, the common folk, you know, the what the hell did they call them? Subjects. Oh, and the, where do we say? Oh, in the 14th Amendment. That's where they started calling us subjects, huh? Subject slaves. No more, we have no more rights today than them people who were endangered, who came over here. Well, we have them. We just got to shoot some people and settle the issue that we are going to have them. But those people came over here with no rights. They were endangered to a company. They went out, had to go out and went, you mean, it wasn't just like, you know, when you were a kid, you thought about, you know, the pilgrims at Plymouth Rock here, they came and, you know, they cultivated the land instead of, conquering the land. They cultivated the land. It was a really a beautiful thing. And they, you know, they started building and they made this great country. That isn't how it was at all. The freedom thing. Even in the colonies, I mean, that's what we, you know, sometimes try to explain here. That in the colonies, that life wasn't that really that good. That's why you had the uprising at Lexington and Concord. That's, you know, the king, you know, it was a rich country, but the thought of the slaves getting any more fodder than the king thought necessary as he was piling his big mountain of gold was just, I mean, more than they could stand. And the people, you know, being the ones that were living out in the wilderness and, you know, breaking the trail to the way west and, you know, conquering the Indians. Those people, you know, they got your generation, you know, had a couple of generations living out in the woods fighting Indians and stuff. You became pretty independent. And you, I mean, I give no buy or leave to anybody. You know, anybody who tries to jack with me, I shoot them with my gun. And then these people have to come back to the cities where the colonies, you know, where the big towns were. And here's the, you know, the gentleman. The English gentleman walking down the street with his nose up in the goddamn air. And everybody, you commoners, you were expected to step off the sidewalk, down into the mud, and get back out of his way. Avert your eyes. Never look him straight in the eyes. And this is the way it was in the colonies. And by then, the dirty churches here and the Masonic Lodge, they were entrenched, man. And they were the power. I mean, they oppressed the people to the point. And we got to remember, the king didn't just send English troops over here. It's when his men in the colonies, the son of a bitches who ended up being, well, your founding fathers, the bastards who were oppressing in the king's name under the king's charter in the colonies, you know, it had reached a point till the people, well, they said, you know what, we'll shoot you sons of bitches. We live up in the goddamn hills there, and we don't have no gentlemen. We don't avert our eyes to no one, and we sure as hell don't step out of the way of anyone. And this, I got to believe, is how the grind went until it got worse and worse and worse. And then when the king's men, you know, started seeing the threat and the danger to them, that's when the king started sending over troops to enforce the admiralty. Oh, where were we? And then, you know, this is the history. I mean, even the history they're preserving here, that's what the ironic part of this is. Even the history they're talking about, we must preserve with, you know, George Washington, the father, the beloved father of our country. Thomas Jefferson, my goodness, man, it would have been nice if he could have been a prince. No, these were the people, I mean, that hijacked a popular uprising and turned it into a revolution and ended up on top when it was all over. They just took... they had their their former status as the current leaders, they had taken over the King's Charter under agreement. I mean, goddammit. I mean, that's what's, you can't even talk about our history because it's all such a fucking lie. That's what's been presented to us. What they did is they went over there and they got them because they were gentlemen here. They were sent over by the king, you know, they granted lands by the king. George Washington was. That's where his land came from. It was a grant from the king, his sovereign, the king.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
I heard on the Tom Woods podcast right before your show, but talking about Liechtenstein. Anyway, it's supposed to be the most libertarian country.
Uh-huh.
And you have to live in that country for 15 years to become a citizen. So I thought that might be a good rule. They have the right. Each, I guess it's only 30,000 people and maybe 30 villages, and each village has the right to vote to secede and if they like. So it's just little things like that and a 1% income tax. And
well, if this, check it out, Charlie. If this country was being run for our people and not for international considerations of, excuse me, what you have here is you have internationalists from around the world that they just come here and they base a business. And, you know, it's like Toyota, American Toyota. No, I mean, that's like Israeli Jew. It just ain't. They have based their operations here so that they can tap into our resources, because that's what we are, is resource rich. So that they could tap into our resources. And when they gain the wealth that belongs to us, then they feel like, man, they should be able to subjugate us. We should be beneath them. I mean, that Chinaman who came over here and he made $1 billion through loaning our money to us to give to these bankers who stole it from. I mean, the whole sham. Now he's starting to feel like, man, these Americans don't kowtow like the boys over there in Beijing do. We need to get these guys on their knees. And I mean, this is where we're headed. This is why you see such outrage every day. Because, I mean, the end, what they want in the end is so far over the edge into the depths of slavery that right now what we got, I mean, you'll be looking back on this as the good old days. I said that probably 5 years ago. And yeah, if you look back 5 years ago, boy, it wasn't as bad as it is now. Of course it wasn't, because it's getting worse every day. But when you understand that the end goal is total subjugation, I'm talking about goddamn kowtowing at the foot of a foreigner. Yes, but learning how to speak Mandarin so you can kowtow properly. If you're going to go to that extreme, what we're seeing now, well, we're way down the goddamn trail, but how much more extreme does it have to get? How much more insane does it have to get? How many more articles do we have to read? We're just going, shit, come on, guys. Just like this shit I'm reading right now. You would have tried this 20 years ago. They would have came out in the streets with goddamn torches and pitchforks. Think about it. I mean, and anybody that would fall for this crap. Of course, you would say, if any intelligent person just taking a glance at it said, well, there's somebody trying to use race to tear down a country, to divide the people. Divided we fall. And this is what they want, is for us to fall, because they want to take everything we've got. And they know that we're the legitimate owners. And in a situation like this, it ain't enough to steal it. You got to kill the people that own it, or else they might take it back away from you. And I swear to you, that's what's going on. And, you know, in the form of communism, this is how they do it. Go look at history. They are statue tearing down son of a bitches. They are history tearing down son of a bitches. That is a part of their doctrine. You tear down, you gotta, if you're gonna make you a new communist, you see, what the bottom line here is, they know what their goddamn communism is. Even if the stupid asses out there getting paid $25 a day to protest don't. They know that once you're under communism, you ain't gonna like it. Cause it fucking sucks. It's totalitarian dictatorship over your life, every aspect of your life. And so, when you go to look at these communists, they have to remove anything, because when you sit there and you go, Jesus, this sucks. Man, what? There's got to be an alternative. They don't want you looking back to what you had. They don't want nobody alive that can tell you what you had. This is what they did in Russia. This is what they did in China. This is what they did in Laos and Cambodia. Murder, I mean, mass goddamn murder to get rid of everybody who could remember what an inkling of freedom felt like. And then it's just, I guess I'm, you know, like 1984, I'm born into this goddamn matrix, this web. I fit this little niche. I got to stay there or just put a gun in my mouth. And a lot of people did. I got to believe that the suicide rate under communism is astronomical. I mean, to the point to where that's why they got to take all your guns away down to a spoon. And then you just beat your head against a brick until you kill yourself because it's better than this, the goddamn life under communism. Anybody who tries to tell you different is a goddamn liar. Go ahead, Charlie.
At least take one with you if you're going to do that.
One? I want to take a whole passel of them with me if I'm going to go.
Just make sure it's one. Don't
at least one. At least one.
Like when you go duck hunting, if you shoot at a whole flock of ducks, you don't hit nothing. You
nope.
Gotta aim at one.
You're goddamn right. Right on his nose. You're right. Absolutely correct. Oh, yeah. Make sure you take one. They can, if you do that, they can't afford to even get off the starting block. I swear they can't.
Four is better, but one is enough.
Oh, yep, one is enough. If each one of us, I mean, brutally, I mean, go for 20, go for 100, go for 1,000, go for a fucking million. I mean, I've had thoughts about it, you know, armies marching on us and stuff and mountains being blown down on them, dams, you know, breaking and water coming to wash their dirty asses down to the sea, fire, anything you can use against these bastards. I mean, I would like to go out with the ultimate. I mean, that guy killed 10 million freaking people. 10 million communists dead. One guy did it. Woohoo! Hero. Yeah, but damn sure get that one. You're right, man. Absolutely. If every one of us was that goddamn determined, just get one of them bastards, at least one, and try to get more. But if it was that way, they won't get off the starting block. That's what I've said. You know, they'll, when they do try to, you know, go nuclear with this shit. I mean, that is when they come just to try to brutalize us into accepting it. That is when we have to be the most savage people. We have to, all of our old blood has to boil up in us, and we have to come out like savages and make them regret. I mean, you know, they did finally get the Apache Indians, but man, nobody really wanted to encounter them son of a bitches because they were vicious. And we're not like the Apaches. We outnumber them 1,000 to 1. So if we got vicious, man, it wouldn't last very long. Anyways, guys, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Love's like a road that you travel on. There's one day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart free. So come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate. Break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today. Life is a highway. I won't ride it all night long. If you're coming my way, I won't drive it all night long.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
As I'm being followed by a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. Leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. And if I ever lose my hands, lose my plow, lose my land. Oh, if I ever lose my hands, oh, I won't have to work no more. And if I ever lose my eyes, if my colors all run dry, yes, if I ever lose my eyes, oh, I won't have to cry no more. Yes, I'm being followed by a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. Leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. And if I ever lose my legs, I won't moan and I won't beg. Oh, if I ever lose my legs, oh, I won't have to walk on. And if I ever lose my mouth, all my teeth, north and south. Yes, if I ever lose my mouth, oh, I won't have to talk.
Did it take long to find me? I asked the faithful light. Oh, did it take long to find me? And are you gonna stay the night? I'm being followed by a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. Leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1236 Pacific Time. That was Cat Stevens with Moonshadow on account of the eclipse. Laura wanted that one played. Done. All righty, let's see what we got else we got up here. Ohio Supreme Court rules no Miranda rights if questioned by cops outside interrogation room. In the first place, there's not supposed to be any cops questioning you within the common law, in your common law rights. But, of course, you know, this is just going on with the theology of the arguments with the second article where you start talking about, well, the people who are criminals, they don't obey the gun laws, not that they're not the argument that you can't have no gun laws. It's forbidden. And this is from iState TV, sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Perhaps the state of Ohio should be renamed the Black Eye State instead of the Buckeye State, thanks to a recent ruling by the Ohio Supreme Court. The ruling by a 6-1 supermajority, apparently there is only one person left in Ohio who doesn't want to completely punch liberty in the eyeball, overturned a lower court ruling that dismissed evidence gained by police on the grounds that it was gathered through an interview in a police car with the defendant. The ruling happened Wednesday, August 16, 2017. And what it essentially means is that unless the police take you to a specific type of space, an interrogation room, and ask you enough questions, whatever that is, because the court doesn't define it, they don't have to bother reading your Miranda rights. And you know what? You know, that Miranda, that always bugged me. Everybody should know their goddamn rights. I mean, That's how far off course we'd gotten by then. And their remedy, of course, was, well, yeah, we're operating under an admiralty and illegal jurisdiction. We're committing blatant treason against you, the people. We're going to go give you Miranda rights. You know, that's one of them civil rights, some civil things that the government gives and the government can take away. And here's the proof. The government just take it away. And ask you enough questions, whatever that means. You have the, let's see, you know the whole, you have the right to have an attorney spiel. We always see on cop shows that let us know someone is seriously arrested. All they have to do is interview in a different space, like the front seat of a cop car, and voila. Magic suddenly makes your Miranda rights literally disappear. Now see, that's wasn't never a Miranda right. It was our responsibility to understand our rights and to know that we didn't have to give any evidence against ourselves under, not Miranda, but under the fifth article to our people's Bill of Rights. If our people had known that, what do you need Miranda for? I understand my rights perfectly. In fact, officer, or whatever the hell you want to call yourself, you can't exist. I can't be here in this cop car. This is an act of treason. This is an act of insurrection against the Republic of the United States. Oh, all they have to do is interview you in a different space, like the front of a police car. The case started in 2014 when a Cleveland motorist almost hit an Ohio State police car. Ooh, that's a bad move. The cop jumped in his narrowly missed car and pulled the defendant over. He then ordered the defendant out of his car and into the front seat of his cop car. Here is where the see. Here you have, you've been detained. You've had your right to travel. You've been seized. Under the fourth article, your person has just been seized. Was there a due process of law here? You know, you might could argue that, you know, the guy was swerving and comes, you know, down in the article, tells about him being drinking. But the bottom line here is the cop couldn't exist. This Ohio State Police could not exist. The state police were originally put in place. Gonna love how they snuck this one in. As a private guard for the governor, the governor's guard. That's what the state police were. And then they talked about, we'll call them highway patrol. And they'll drive up and down the road. And if you break down, man, there's one of these wonderful 10-foot-tall officers ready to assist you. He's got a damn gas can in the back of his car. He's going to put gas in your car. If you're in danger, he's going to take you to someplace safe. And it was just, oh, gee, wasn't that a good idea? No. Illegal policing. Illegal policing across the country, the only policing that the American people were ever supposed to be subjected to, is our policing of one another through the common law and Bill of Rights, through our sheriffs and constables. And if need be, to raise militia or even a posse to enforce the people's rights, not arbitrary legislated statutes. Let's see here. Now, I don't know about you, but common sense tells me that being ordered into a police car kind of implies you are being detained and cannot leave. Well, yeah, duh. Again, you know, when Miranda came, you know, when it's like the 60s, I was just a little feller when it came to being, but the whole concept of it, once you understand that people should understand their Bill of Rights, none of this should exist. And I mean, that's why it's so difficult to talk about, because you're talking in hypotheticals that shouldn't be. This is something that should have been discussed. Well, it was discussed back in the Anti-Federalist Papers, that the power that they would grab, the authority over the people that they would try to seize. Why? Because the people owned the wealth, period. That's all there is to it. And now it's come to the point that they have not only taken our wealth, but they want to take us as wealth, as slaves. You know, at the same time that you got all these goofies going around the country, tearing down statutes and stuff to the past, to our history. I mean, you're being put more and more in slavery by the son of a bitches that are leading the parade every day. These people, oh, that's a bad thing. It represents slavery. You're a slave, by the way. It represents slavery. We got to tear it down. Anyway, I thought that was a chicken shit article. And a chicken shit. Oh, here's one. Six Flags Park parks remove historic flags over political concerns. You know what? Boycott Six Flags. Let them know that, you know what, you conformist communist sons of bitches, we will not spend our money in your facilities. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Six Flags over Texas, an amusement park that made its icon the six national flags of countries that governed the now state of Texas. That's why it was called Six Flags. I've been there, you know, and it was kind of a cool place. But, I mean, this is why it was called Six Flags. Now what are you going to call it? Well, it's still called Six Flags, but we got six American flags. Man, people, If you fall for this, I mean, nobody is. I mean, this is just a little group of communists that got a big power hold in 2008, and they have, used that to put their people into places of power to where they're putting forth every effort they can to try to push their agenda in a atmosphere where their agenda has been discovered and where the people are already past being tolerant of being pushed. And this is, I mean, all of this stuff, I see it as actually a positive because, man, this is forcing people to realize that there is no way out of this other than a goddamn gunfight. These are hardcore frickin' communists, and the only alternative they're offering you is hardcore frickin' neo-Nazis. So I guess we better clean this place up. I mean, take that spaghetti ball, knock it off the table, and start anew. The state of Texas took down in its namesake flags and replaced them with only the United States 50-star flag, which there's been more slavery under that flag than any other flag. But, I mean, this is how goofy it is. This shows you the intent. The intent is not pure. The thought is not pure. There's nothing, I mean, it's about gaining control and power over people in their private lives. The six flags included a Confederate flag. Oh, my goodness. That was one of the flags that was ruled under. That was the whole concept of the Six Flags organization, wasn't it? Well, we got to remove that because, well, this flag here, it's offensive. I mean, so other people, well, let's see. A Six Flags over Texas. We strive every single day to make people happy and to create fun, thrilling, and safe, family-friendly experiences for our guests. Spokeswoman Sharon Parker told WFAA ABC 8. We always choose to focus on celebrating the things that unite us versus those that divide us. As such, we have changed the flag display in our park to feature only American flags. The park apparently drew criticism from Fox News. Oh, you mean the right wing paradigm that you have to choose one side of or else you're not in the game. TMZ and others earlier in the week and succumbed to the pressure. One Six Flags patron wants to change history and erase the state's Confederate era. Can you do that? Can you erase history? No. You can try to hide it, but you ain't going to make it not have happened. Come on, people. I think they should change the name to Five Flags over Texas. Well, yeah, and then tell them somebody gets offended by another flag, then four, then three, then two, then one. I guess they're just giving into people's pressures, Benjamin Bridgeford told the Dallas Reporter. Another customer, Mary Nason, said, I don't think it's changing history, I'm sorry, but I think it's reflecting better on the United States. Really? I think that the world's looking back and going, you dumbass, you didn't see what happened in Russia? You didn't see this? You haven't seen, I mean, you do have books, right? You people have read about how these communists operate, right? That's what the world's saying, especially the people that, like, in Poland and shit that have went through this shit already. While WFAA reported on the Arlington, Texas location, it appears all of the Texas locations have followed suit and are only flying Old Glory. I tell you, I would never walk in there again. I don't go to Target. I don't go to Starbucks. These people, they identify yourself as a communist, man, you'll never see it. I don't got a whole lot of shiny nickels, but you'll never see another goddamn one of my shiny nickels. I'll promise you that. Before the controversy over the Confederacy erupted again last week, Six Flags proudly flew the flags of the six nations that have governed what is now known as the Lone Star State. Those nations were France, Spain, France held slaves, Spain held slaves, Mexico held slaves, and the Republic of Texas held slaves, the United States of America held slaves, and the Confederate States held slaves of America. Texas, of course, rejoined the Union at the conclusion of the Civil War. I mean, this is all just frickin' bullshit. It is about removing history because that is, it's a common, I mean, why don't, I mean, if, I mean, I've said this before in other contexts, but if you're for something and it's so goddamn great, why don't you put the truth of what it is and what you intend out there and say, people, here's the rainbow, here's the unicorn. All you have to do is step forward and be a part of it. Show it. Show this magnificently wonderful thing called international communism in its true light, what it really is, where the people have a real choice. Well, I don't think it would sell. I think if you put every other kind of government that's ever existed on this planet and you laid them all out in front of a person who gets to see everything, full disclosure under the contract, and gets to see everything, and then you lay out that Bill of Rights and that common law, man, what? Or they'd be like, what, you're really serious about all these other things? This is what I want. It's called freedom and liberty. It's called I can do any goddamn thing I want to, as long as I'm not violating another's rights. And if my rights are violated, man, it's right there. There's 12 people. I'm going to get 12 people. I'm going to have it read this for my grievance. I mean like that. It happens fast because I'm doing it. I'm not looking for a bureaucracy to come and enforce my freedoms and liberties. I can step right up and do it myself. And all I got to learn is just a little bit. I mean, with the time you take to understand Miranda, that's the fifth article. The fifth article is the one that says that you do not have to incriminate yourself. But no, man, I got to have this government. Somebody's got to do it for me. Somebody's got to wipe my ass. Somebody's got to cook my food, make my food. I mean, I'm just a worthless son of a bitch. And that's what we've become in this country. Worthless. The whole idea was self-sufficiency. If you're self-sufficient in every aspect and you understand your rights, and I mean, how could you be any more free? There is nothing, unless you get to be a king in a monarchy, there is nothing that can come close to this, what we have, people. And by God, it's worth fighting for, because what comes with it is the riches that have been stolen from us. We can take it back. We can show where it was taken unlawfully under international law, under any thought of law, where it was just brutally taken from us. We have the right to brutally take it back and kill the bastards who thought they could just take it from us. Sanctuary schools across America defy Trump's immigration crackdown in the first place. There's no goddamn immigration crackdown. This is more propaganda being thrown out there to try to hold that tiny little 25% together to try to lend some legitimacy to the goddamn rape of our country and the rape of our rights that we're witnessing every day. This is from The Guardian. It was sent in by David Rock for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. It's been an excruciating 6 months since 14-year-old Fatima Avalessa watched sobbing as immigration agents picked up her father on their way to school. You know, any time that, you know, if you commit a crime, I mean, it happens every day. And I mean, things that aren't even crimes for an American national, just it violated the policies of the legislation. How much do you think it is when they come and tear children out of a house where they want to be because the parents wouldn't, give them vaccines, or the parents wouldn't bend over and let their kids be educated in pedophilia and shit like that. But man, when those kids are crying, or when those people are crying because they're having their lives ripped apart by a jurisdiction that cannot be inflicted upon him, nobody takes notice. But if some son of a bitch from another country who did break our laws come in here uninvited, and they come to 14-year-old Fatima, poor her. Forget about the people who see the American nationals who see their dad hauled away for violating a code, or maybe he didn't pay taxes because he didn't know the son of a bitches and he knew his rights. But man, when they're torn away from their families, or what about, you know, the Bundys, or what about the Lavoy Finnegan's children? I think they cried a little bit when they murdered their dad. I mean, they got to look at their dad be murdered, but that doesn't mean nothing. They're just American nationals. This doesn't blow. We got to care about Fatina because, you know, she's from another country here for a better life. Fatima's father, Romolo Avalessa Gonzalez, who immigrated illegally. I mean, keep that word in your mind, illegally. At least there's a reason to this being picked up. This bastard from Mexico in 1990 had driven Fatima and her 12-year-old sister, Yolina, to school in Los Angeles every morning for 4 years on our buck, fucking legally. We're paying their freight. But that's not the issue here. The issue is this little girl crying because her goddamn criminal father was taken into custody. A real criminal. A crime. Because it is a crime to come into these United States, and goddamn it, but they do have the authority under the Constitution to arrest these foreigners under the admiralty jurisdiction. But man, of course, we've talked about it before. They end up getting the goddamn common law courts to step in like they're the goddamn nationals of this country instead of us. We get deprived it. They get it handed to them. Do you think they might be trying to recolonize this place and replace the people who actually own it on paper? I think it could be, people. despite a deport. Go ahead. Sorry.
I'd sure like to see his real criminal record, Henry. I mean, let's do a little background on this SOB. I mean, he's probably got one.
I don't care if he does or not. He's coming here to take what belongs to me. And you can say, well, I don't want to hear it. I tell you, I show you by goddamn law where this goddamn belongs to me and where he's taking it. I can show you him coming here to take my property as an American national. A foreign national coming here to take what belongs to me as an American national. I really don't give a shit if the son of a bitch lives another 2 minutes. But, I mean, the thing is here, we're supposed to get all wound up because, well, he got arrested. You know what? You should have took the 12-year-old daughter and the 14-year-old daughter and the mom, all of them, and catapulted them back over the goddamn fence. They're all here taking what belongs to me. And I want them gone. I didn't invite you here.
It would be interesting to see what did happen to that little girl. What are they going to do? They're going to give her to a foster care now and make us pay about $3,000 a month to take care of her? I mean,
mom's still here, and the girls are still here. What this is, maybe we should, I mean, under DACA and DAPA, that's for the parents, this is what they're talking about here. We shouldn't be breaking these families. Do they really care? When they come like the Bundys or like Lavoy Finnegan or any of us, do they really care that they're breaking up our families when they come in with their foreign jurisdictions in complete violation of our Bill of Rights and in an act of treachery tear our families apart? Do they really care when they come and take a child from the parents because they won't let them put poisons in them or they won't submit to a goddamn fag agenda at a school? Do they care about our families, people? I mean, that's why the whole thing is hogwash. This whole thing is an agenda. And it ain't just, they try to put it down like these poor peasants when it was really billionaires like Donald Trump that are at the roots of it. Because they want a slave force that is submissive to them. That doesn't have no problem kowtowing. That would never look them in the eye. Always avert the eyes. That's what they want. They have all the money in the world, people. They have all the wealth in the world. They want for nothing but to be bowed to at this point. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, you take a job. Let's say you got a billionaire who's got a 10,000 square foot house, and wants someone to keep it clean and take care of the kids and cook and all that BS. You're probably looking at good Lord, for American National to do a good job, probably at least you would think 60, 75 grand a year, right? Well. What, when one of these wall jumpers comes across, what, they give them 20 grand a year? I mean, yeah, you're right. This is what they don't want to pay. They don't want to pay the dollar, man. They want to pay shit.
It ain't just paying the dollar. It belongs to us, Mark. The country belongs to us more than people like Donald Trump. You know, he really can't even be our president because his mother was born in Scotland. He is not a natural born American. It is all these internationals who want to come in here and they're used to having slaves underfoot in their old locales and they want it like that here. And the first place they can't be here. This country is for the American nationals. It belongs to us. It's for our benefit, not for the benefit of some Chinaman, not for the benefit of some goddamn Indian, from India. It is for us. And it's not just, housekeeping. They loved it. I mean, that's how they started this whole thing, but that inch and take a mile kind of thing we were talking about before, where this is all we want. And remember, they talked about these are the jobs that Americans don't want to do. Picking lettuce and, like you said, cleaning houses and shit. But now, Mark, you go all over the country. Who's running the loading docks? Who's running the construction? Tell me, brother.
It's all Mexican, pretty much.
Okay.
95%.
So what they actually wanted in the beginning when they just, we need some, these, nobody wants to pick lettuce, come on. When they were living us that bullshit spill, what they really wanted was to replace the workforce in this country with a slave labor force. That's when they started talking about, I heard the word human resource. Well, I'm not a human resource. I'm an American national. I am goddamn wealthy. I own this country. And then they step up with no authority. I mean, goddammit, as an act of treachery. And think they can hand our country over under the guise that, of refugees. Until they make it, what is the idea here? To make it until we have to be refugees fleeing this country because it's become a third world hellhole like Honduras when you're shipping in the murderers from the murder capital of the world? MS-13, you're bringing them in here, you're flying them in here, you're busting them in here, putting them all over the country in every community to butcher our children, to butcher us? Is it spoiled? What happens when we become refugees? I've talked about it before. Maybe we ought to just cross that Canadian border and say, give it to me. I'm here for a better life. Give me the son of a bitch, you goddamn racist. You Canadian racist. I want my better life, and I want it now. You see, this shit, when you take it to the full scope, it shines for what it is, which is bullshit. What is happening is what you see in reality. An alien force being brought in to displace you. Just like the Europeans were brought in to displace the first Americans. No difference. It's just another group. Go ahead.
And the billionaires aren't paying, tax. That's another problem.
Well, it's not even taxed. It's not even, it's so far removed from any kind of legitimate situation in this country. There should be no thought of tax. The goddamn little limited government that we authorized was supposed to be run with tariffs. And now we have this goddamn world monster that is sucking up our every resource, our every bit of our sweat to support it, to the point to where we're just supposed to settle for slave fodder. And they see, they pushed it to this point now that we're at the point to where they're just going to say, we want too much slave fodder. You see what I'm saying? So now they got to bring in somebody from another country who can survive on less slave fodder and put out more production, because it's all for them, don't you know? This whole goddamn world was made for a handful of fucking Zionists and at the top, and everybody else is a slave. Anyways, guys, we made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, keep everything in perspective, and that is The Word from the Trenches. Stay tuned for David with its, it's time to break free with David M. Rock coming up behind us, and that is The Word from the Trenches.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.